swallow it, you know, and eat it.
It's a Friday WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Well, I was good to that drop. I don't even know what the hell that's supposed to imply.
Swallow it, you know, and eat it.
Yeah. Spike, Jackie Baseball, 48 hours removed. Doesn't feel much better. Holla at your boy.
122 days until pitchers and catchers. And what he's simply saying there is that they were ready to take a whole bite out of the apple. You know, out of after last year, they got only a little bit of the apple. Turns out, it was a sour apple. Bad apple.
The irony of wanting to eat the entire apple and getting eliminated by a team from New York.
Yes.
The big apple. Maybe the apple too big for Rob and the rest of the team. We have a big show, as always. Elliot Shore Parks joining us at 3. Nick Costos, 2:42 or so to give us his picks. We have Jaws at 4 o'clock. I'm sure Tornado Shapiro will call in. Tommy from down the shore. Oh, it's great. You know, I was hoping today, after the Phillies lost on Wednesday, I said to you, you know, we'll do the eulogy on Thursday, and then we will turn the page to the Eagles on Friday. And here we are, it's Friday, and I am not ready to turn the page. I'm not there yet. And I don't think any of us are really there yet with the end of the Phillies season.
Well, first of all.
What?
I don't think anybody's in a rush to turn the page to the Eagles.
To the Eagles, yes. That's a really good point.
Yes.
If they were
4-0, then maybe we would rush and turn the page to the Eagles.
Yes, it would be much easier if that were the case.
Yeah, we're a light 2-2 right now.
Very light 2-2.
As the Eagles. But to your point, I agree. The ending of this season, the weight of the disappointment and the failure, it has not subsided yet.
No.
Nor should it, because this wasn't some Johnny come lately, jump on the bandwagon when they start winning, out of nowhere type of season. You know, this has been building for 3 years since they miraculously made the playoffs in 2022 and went on the run that they went on. What I mean by this has been building, I mean the expectation from this fan base and what we wanted as an end result. It has gotten to that level, and rightfully so. It's one of the top five payrolls in all of baseball. You got stars aplenty. You got Cy Young Award candidates. You got MVP caliber players on the team. Like, the expectation is justified. And when you have a disappointment like we've had, losing to the New York Mets in 4 games after winning the division with so much on the line, with the owner basically putting out there from day one of spring training that I want my trophy back. Bring me back my trophy. Like, that has been there. That the expectation has been there. And again, justifiably so. So it does not surprise me, even though I may have thought we would sort of roll into the Eagles weekend and sort of really try to cover up or suppress our depression from the Phillies with the Eagles. And it's not happening.
No,
and nor should it happen.
I'm glad.
Yes.
I'm glad here's where we are, because this was something that Elliot had made fun of Jack for a lot, just saying that the Phillies are treated like children almost.
Yeah.
That it's great when they do well.
Like, it's a cute story.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's great when they do well, but when they don't do well, we'll just talk about the Eagles or whatever. And that's not where we are, and I think that's a good thing. The fact that the Phillies are important, we consider them.
Yes.
We have expectations of them.
Legitimate championship expectations.
Yeah, this is great. I agree.
Yeah.
Legitimate championship expectations.
Well, so you said something during the show yesterday that triggered, we talked about a lot yesterday. We talked about Dombrowski, we talked about Middleton, we talked about Rob Thompson, we talked about all the players. But it was during one of our conversations, something stuck with me through the night. And last night when I went home, and then I woke up and thought about it this morning. And it had to do with everyone getting along and the culture of the clubhouse. And I think there's a lot to be done with the Philadelphia Phillies, for sure. I don't think Rob Thompson is a bad manager. And I don't think what he did this year caused the Phillies specifically to underachieve. But I do think they need to move on from Rob Thompson. I do think they need a change there. And that speaks to the culture thing. Now, this is the part of the conversation I'm thinking of, is when we talked about the fact that they all get along all year long, we have talked about that as a good culture, that the Phillies have a good culture because they're not sniping behind each other's backs, because they all get along, because it is a fun clubhouse to be in. But that doesn't mean that the culture is good when it talks about being conducive to winning. They need a culture that is conducive to winning. And they allowed, whether it was the players who wanted it, whether it was Bryce who wanted it, whether it was Dombrowski who wanted it, they allowed the players to police themselves, the players to run the clubhouse, to when something goes wrong, that we will be sure that they will find it. And that's what Rob Thompson did, right? That was what he was instructed to do. That's the kind of manager he is. And you know what? They didn't do it. They didn't hold each other accountable. They didn't realize when it was slipping away. And there were several opportunities during the year to get it back, right? Since the end of May, beginning of June, this team has been on cruise control. Here are the opportunities. They lose 18-3 in the last game of the first half into the All-Star break. There is an opportunity to wake up and say, hey, guys, we need to find this again. When the division got close again, out of nowhere, and it shouldn't have been, when the Braves were on their heels, when the Mets were on their heels, that was another opportunity to get it back, to wake up, to say that what we are doing is not good enough. And the players didn't do it, and Rob Thompson didn't do it. Then the final week of the year, Ike, they have an opportunity to get the number one seed in the National League for what everyone thinks is the best home field advantage in baseball. Forgetting about how much you think it actually matters, it was an opportunity to get them to ramp up and wake up, and nobody took it. And then they got clobbered and embarrassed by the Mets. And here's what we heard after the game. We heard from Nick Castellanos that the pressure may have been too much. We heard from JT Realmuto that it's hard to play well all season long. We heard from Alec Boehm, who has no doubt that he'll be back, even though he had a terrible last 6 weeks, got benched, and was a baby the entire time. They do not hold each other accountable. There is not a culture of accountability. Doesn't mean they're not good people, doesn't mean they don't get along with each other, but something they before they change players, which, by the way, will require players to want to come here or other teams to want to trade for you. We'll worry about that in 2 months when they can. The move that they can make right now is to move on from Rob Thompson and get a manager in there who is going to help set the culture. I think Bryce is a great player. I think the other players probably look up at him, but he is not the kind of leader who says, not here, not in this clubhouse. Kyle Schwarber's a good leader, right? Mm-hmm. He can work with the younger players, but he is not, it doesn't appear to me, to be a guy who says, not here, not in this clubhouse. Nick Castellanos isn't that guy. JT Realmuto isn't that guy. So what we have is a bunch of players that get along, but we also have players who accept going up there and having weak at bats when we know we need to grind out at bats. We have a culture that allows Alec Boehm to mope for weeks, and it gets so bad that the manager has to bench him. And after a bench, he gets benched. He's throwing temper tantrum with the umpire in game 7-2.
Well, it was a bad call.
It was a bad call for sure. But I mean, just like,
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, so I don't think Rob Thompson's a bad manager. I don't think it's on him, but I do think the change starts with that position. And I think they need to move on from Rob Thompson.
Yeah, it's man. Yeah, it sucks. It really does. I think most people like Rob Thompson as a manager. I don't think he does anything to make you not like him as a manager, right? Do you agree with every decision that's made, how he handles the clubhouse all the time? It's worked out for him and this club from a putting yourself in position to be successful standpoint. But you do, I don't know how you evaluate what you have moving forward and you try to figure out what's going to be different next year. And we do the status quo and come back with the majority of the players, with exception of maybe a minor tweak here or a minor tweak there, and the same manager, then how do we expect different results next year? Like, I all of a sudden Rob Thompson is going to start managing about a different approach at the plate, and the players are going to buy into it. I don't know if that, I don't believe that's going to happen.
It reminds me.
I don't believe that's going to happen.
You know what situation you'll have? You'll have exactly what we have with the Eagles with Nick Sirianni. The Eagles had an opportunity to move on. They chose not to. And almost the worst case scenario is happening now in that the season is iffy and nobody feels like they did a half measure. And I don't. You know, I don't think they're not going to, they can't fire him now, right? In the middle of the year. And at the end of the year, it seems likely to me that unless something really changes, they're going to have to make that decision. And what I don't want is exactly what you're saying. We get a minor change in the lineup. We're 35 days into the season. The Phillies are 16-14, right? And we're like, wait a minute. Everything's the same. And the final thing I'll say is that I do think it sends a message to Bryce Harper that because I think the way that the clubhouse is partially because that's how he wants it to be. Mm. But that is not winning us a World Series. And I think it sends a message.
It gets you a good team.
Yes.
A cohesive culture, but that's fine for them. What we want is a team that has the intangibles to get you over the top, that has the winning things that will actually win you big games and get that World Series trophy. See, that's where the Phillies find themselves. This is no longer the cute story about the team that overachieved. Now they're underachieving. Yes, you put yourself in a position of winning 95 games and a division for the first time in 13 years as an underachievement. I've been a part of those teams, winning the 5 straight years in the NFC East. Yeah, that sounded great in 99 and 2000 when we won the NFC East. But then that became no longer good enough. Home field advantage. Yeah, that was great until it didn't matter. Getting to the NFC title game. Yeah, that was great until it didn't matter when we lost 3 straight. Like, you're a victim of your own success. And we're not going to apologize for having high expectations. We're not, and we're not going to accept mediocre results, substandard results. And the owner shouldn't accept that. So how do you change what has gone on and expect something different? I really do like Rob Thompson. I think he's a good dude. I think he's a good manager. But something isn't working. Something isn't working, and we can't talk ourselves into, I like this player, I like that guy, I like the manager. Pretty soon we like everybody and nobody leaves.
And we do. That's part of why we like the team.
Yes.
Is because we like everyone. Yeah. But it's part of the problem there is that they just like each other.
No, yes. You're right. They're too comfortable.
They have to be uncomfortable. I appreciate and respect everything that Bryce did. He's probably, and you know what? I hope in his heart he knows this ain't.
Well, it's his legacy on the line, so he should be where we are.
It's about more,
quite frankly.
It's about more than players that put numbers in the stats. It's about more than having players that you're comfortable with. Now it's about winning.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should move on from Rob Thompson? Jack, what are you feeling over there?
Well, let me be clear. I think Rob Thompson's a good manager.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be moving on from Rob Thompson because I think his moves don't work. I think he's a smart baseball man. But I just think that is run its course. And I think that we saw this team not respond to it anymore. And after the game, having to hear about, or after game 3, about how resilient they are, and then they essentially folded in game 4, like, eventually you see the message falling on deaf ears. And what I don't want this to turn into, I'm not sure if either one of you mentioned it, is the Nick Sirianni thing.
Yeah, I mentioned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, it just reminds me so much of the Nick Sirianni thing, where it's you bring him back, you're kind of in a similar spot. Now, 16-14, we might be saying right where we need him to be.
Yes, for sure. But you know what I mean.
I just think that I think they need a new voice in there, and I'm not sure how much they can shake up the core. Like, I want them to shake up the core, but I don't know who they can realistically move and say we're a better team today. Yep. And it's the only move you can really make to wake those guys up. And they got him fired more than he got himself fired.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
I would agree with that. They let him down. Yes.
And you know what? They should feel that.
You're exactly right. They should feel that.
They should.
They like him.
Yes.
They love him as a manager. You failed him.
Yes, this is on you.
Yeah,
this is on you.
No, I totally agree.
So now we're going to put this in a position to change. You had an opportunity to fix it yourself.
Yep.
You didn't fix it yourself. So now somebody else is going to come in here and fix it. 215-592-9494. Albert in Villanova, you're on WIP.
Hey, everybody. What's up?
Hey, Albert.
What's up, Albert?
The issue with you can't fire Rob Thompson because he's not the issue. The players are soft and undisciplined. You get in another manager here, they're still going to be soft and undisciplined.
Who?
Let's not forget how bad they performed under Joe Girardi. He's that old school, get on the players, you know what, and they were worse under him.
Well, hold on real quick.
Yep.
Yeah, he was harder on them, and they proved how soft they were because they didn't respond to his harsh coaching or managing. And then they brought Rob in, okay, and then maybe this is the most he can get out of these guys. Maybe they've already peaked.
Well, no manager's going to push them.
Albert, what do you do then?
You got to get someone in there who's not soft.
Like you mean a player?
A player.
So one player.
Just bring in one player.
Multiple players.
See, well, how?
I don't know.
How, right?
Dave Dombrowski's job.
Well, yeah, I know, but...
No, but we're saying that's harder to do.
It's hard. When you have the players that are movable are generally insignificant right here, right?
Yes.
Bohm would be the one significant one, but everybody else is a coin flip. And if you're saying that the problem is that it is a roster full of undisciplined players, you have a better chance of making them disciplined than turning over your entire roster. The sort of roster turnover you're talking about comes with 5 years of losing. It does. Because my guess would be that the only players that you're locked in on, you're like, I want him here, are Bryce, Zach Wheeler, Chris Sanchez, Aaron Nola, right? Maybe a couple of the relievers.
Maybe Schwarber.
Maybe Schwarber. But that's not enough. Like, that's not how it works. And the only other thing I'll say, Albert, is that there are ways to get better without improving the numbers of the guys that you have there. Look at what the Mets did. The Mets traded Verlander. The Mets traded Scherzer. The Mets went into the year with Pete Alonso on a deal that was expiring, the last year of his deal. They went into a season with a new manager and players who maybe weren't as talented.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Is that not a new manager in New York?
It is. Thank you for the call, Albert. It is a new manager in New York. And they've shown the resiliency, that Mets team, that we haven't shown here. There are numerous times. So the Mets, what people know about the Mets surface level is the Mets had a bad 2 months and then they had a good 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the whole story. There were multiple times within those bad 3 months that the Mets lost three in a row or it looked like it was right. Over or fell out of the playoff race.
Down the stretch, they messed around and fell into a battle with Atlanta to try to get in.
To get in. And don't even forget that. Think about this. The last week of their season, they were put in the worst situation possible. They had the games against the rival who they needed to beat to get into the playoffs moved to an extra day where they had to travel three different times to the same place.
All on the road, too, by the way.
All on the road.
Yeah.
All on the road and win the game on the road to make the playoffs. And then the same thing. By the way, the Milwaukee Brewers won game two. And the Mets were on the ropes. On the road. The amount that sort of culture can change the players who you may already have is, and again, he said, Albert said, he wasn't what was wrong. And I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something that Mike Lombardi said yesterday. You have to start identifying where the problem is and address it and stop trying to fix things by layering things on top of it. That's what the Eagles did. That's what Lombardi said, right? Instead of the Eagles making wholesale changes, they said, we'll get a new coordinator here, a new coordinator there. We'll get this defensive end instead of that defensive end, blah, 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 blah. And you come here and it all kind of feels weird and the same.
Well, and also, just in this day and age in baseball, it's very rare that you see managers last a long time places. Like Dave Roberts, I think, is an atrocity with the Dodgers. But for some reason, he's been there.
They won't fire him.
Which I don't understand.
And by the way, they might disappoint again this year.
Which they probably will.
Yeah.
Mike Shield, first year manager. Changed first year for them. He was the Cardinals manager. But mm-hmm. like, the Mets, you just mentioned them. Like, yep. I think the window of managers is more like 3 or 4 years.
It's almost like hockey.
Yeah, it's a quick turnover, I think, yeah, of managers, rather than they're there for 10, like Joe Torre or Charlie or these guys. Right. So I just think that it's so quick with the messaging and how it's being delivered, more than like football, where we know a great football coach can change a lot of things. Yeah. Yep. A manager can only do so much, but part of what they can do is how they talk to their team, and it just looks like it's gotten flat.
Well, and the specific thing that he is supposed to be good at with this team is specific. It isn't, we don't think of him as a creative, you know, lineup guy, or he's making changes, or he's, you know, like Tony La Russa was. He's not. We think of him as, he is the guy who is going to allow that team to set the culture. And the culture this year failed. It failed. And yes, it's on the players in that they wanted to set it, but they didn't. So we have to do it a different way. And they have to know that if they don't do it, they're going to cost somebody else their job, yep, and eventually cost them their job.
That's two on their hands, by the way. Girardi was first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Coming up next, on you. Should they move on from Rob Thompson? 215-592-9494. And coming up in about 20 minutes, we know you like getting your bet set for the weekend. We know it. What are you laughing at in there?
Well, I just remembered I forgot about Casas again.
Yeah,
so
of course.
We're locked in.
Can you set your phone alarm in there?
I got the access up for him.
Nick Kostos will. And by the way, I know he's going to come in here, Kostos, and I'm ready for this because he's a New Yorker and the Yankee. He's a Yankee fan. The Yankees won. I know he's going to be peacocking on the air about his pick with the Mets beating the Phillies, but we'll get into that too. So that's coming up next as well. 215-592-9494. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.